It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Beautiful Thursday morning here in New Iberia. Could be the calm before the storm.
Yeah, that's loaded there, statement.
Yeah, man. It's not often you see these things. Well, I guess I'm not a meteorologist, but it's not often it seems like that they form so close and give you so little time these days. Normally you see them coming off the coast of Africa and slowly but surely. But, yeah, do what you got to do, folks, to get ready. I've already told my wife and I now have a set plan.
Okay.
Now that my daughter's in Baton Rouge, you go. Just get out of here. I am not dealing with you during a storm. Now, of course, if it would get crazy, I'd get out as well. But I'm one of those. I'm going to stay with my house.
Yeah, it's
now they start talking Category 4 coming right up the chute.
Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah.
Now I'm grabbing the dog and I'm getting out.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Yeah.
Make sure you got plenty of gasoline in your car.
Yeah. And no doubt with it, but also, you know, like I have a portable generator at my house that we just run a few things with it.
Okay.
And to have the gas for that.
Well, you want your ice box, you know.
That's the main thing.
I'm dating myself. It's ice box at my house.
We plug that sucker in immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hate to put it this way, but you always look for positives. And at least for football, and hopefully it won't be a bad storm because, of course, bad storms then you complicates things even worse.
Yeah, it depends where it goes.
But at least it's hitting Sunday, Monday. A football coach, if you want a storm to hit it, you want it to be on Sunday, Monday. So it doesn't affect the games.
Well, we hope.
Yes. No, exactly. It could. I mean, a bad enough storm, of course. Yeah. I mean, in Lake Charles, it knocked people literally out of the season last year. Barb didn't play football. None of those. Very few of those. I think St. Louis ended up playing football.
I think they did.
I believe, though, that Westlake, Sam Houston ended up playing a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right about
that. But Barb did not play.
I don't think Sulphur played either. Did Sulphur play? Can't recall.
I believe they did. They're a little further north, and I do believe that Nish ended up playing Sulphur. But I could be wrong. I think they played a few games. But anyway, speaking of football, do not forget – Jeff and Turbo will be in Lorville tonight. No, just Jeff? Okay, Jeff. Jeff will be in Lorville tonight at the Sugarcane Jamboree. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock. Lorville versus Nish. Ought to be a great atmosphere. The first big jamboree that will be held on Lorville's campus like this.
Yeah, it's it's come to fruition. When this first started back in 1971, I do believe, when they had it, and Catholic High has been the odd man out. They kind of, over the years, played in it and didn't play
well,
in it.
Well, and I'll I was asked about this, and I think people realize I have no problem, speaking
candidly,
that's the word. And when the private schools got thrown out of the, basically, kicked out of the association, basically, you can't compete for the same state title.
Yeah, on the side.
And at that time, I'm not saying, I know a lot of opinions have changed, but at that time, every principal, every school, every public school in this parish voted for the private schools to be kicked out.
Okay.
And I'm an accountability guy. I'm like, okay, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. You do what you got to do. And the second I stepped into Catholic High, I said, no, we bring more fans, at least at that time, we brought more fans to that event than anyone else.
Sure.
And I was like, no, you're not going to kick us out and still get our money. And I still stand by it. I stand by it. I know we had a local banker, a couple of different people that were very upset with me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I always say, you do what you got to do, and I do what I got to do. Now, I'm on a different side of the fence now. I'm on the media side, and I see both points. I see all the different things. I realize people have kind of let bygones be bygones. And the thing that's mainly changed is if the LHSAA had not changed the rule to you have to have a two-thirds majority, if it'd be 50-50 like it used to be, this thing would have been overturned already.
50 plus one, right?
Yeah, it used to be 50 plus one. But then when Manny and all the zealots, okay, in North Louisiana, when they had their momentum, they further solidified this rule to never be changed when they got it turned to 66%.
Those good Christian people in North Louisiana. Dumped on the parochial and private schools.
Exactly. And because it has been attempted to be overturned, and it was a majority to overturn it, but it wasn't a two-thirds majority. Right. But again, so I stand by it. You know, what I did and what we did as a school, of course, it wasn't my only decision. It was along with me and Mr. Simon that made that decision. But I just felt that it was what was best for Catholic High. And also, we were put in a situation to where we were playing teams in our district and also teams that, I'm just sorry, I speak candidly, they weren't very good. And it was games that we were getting nothing out of. Where I felt like if we went out and played some better competition, that it would have been better for us.
And y'all went to Lafayette, didn't you?
Yeah, we bounced around a little bit, yeah, but mostly in Lafayette, correct. Played in the Kiwanis for a couple of years, and then ended up, it was a long trip, but went up to Natchitoches and played Natchitoches Central.
That's right, I remember that, yeah.
You know, 5A school, which we ended up beating. Kirk Herbstreit had a very interesting interview yesterday. I like Kirk Herbstreit. I don't agree with everything he says, but again, I think he's a very candid guy. You have so many guys that are guarded, and they just won't. They're going to dance around questions, but Kirk Herbstreit, he's a straight shooter. And he was asked a bunch of questions in an interview. But one of them led to where he made the statement that players are gunning for the NFL. Young kids are gunning for the NFL like they've never seen before. They're in such a rush. Okay, and he's talking about not only college kids, high school kids, everybody. But one of the most important messages that I always try to pass on, not only to our players but our parents, is that these darn cell phones, which, look, I'm attached to my cell phone, okay? Especially now that I'm doing multiple sales for a few different people. I mean, my cell phone is on my person all the time, except when I sleep. And it's still near. But what it's done, along with other things, along with social media, which is attached to the phone, it has led our young people, they want immediate gratification. Immediate. Everything, they want it right now. I do believe that football is even more relevant and even more important now for kids, because football, and I've said this before on the show, football is the only sport that you play way less than you practice. Way less. It's not even close. I'm talking it's 10-15 to 1. And then when you consider the off-season workouts and everything, it's almost 100 to 1. The amount of time that you put in practicing versus playing. And it is one of the few things in life that, yeah, you don't get that gratification right now. All other sports are great. I believe all clubs are great. Any extracurricular activity, I believe, is great. But football makes you wait. You're practicing all week long for one game. You know, it's gotten to the point in basketball and baseball when you combine tournaments along with weekly games, you may be playing 4 or 5 games a week. You end up playing more than you practice. And I think it's important for parents to figure out ways of talking to their kids about that. and explaining to them in life, you have so many of these kids that come out and they want, and they're getting it. That's what's so funny. That I've seen family members do it. They come out, they get their first job, you know, they're making decent money, and immediately they get the car that puts them behind the eight ball at $650 a month. Oh, I can afford it. I can afford it. I mean, I'm at,
yeah, right.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, month to month, you can afford it. Yeah, you're right. Okay, but how much are you putting? They just, it's instant gratification. They want it now. Try not to sound like them. I went to school, but I'm 2 miles uphill both ways in the snow, no shoes.
Yeah,
you know, I'm trying not to sound like that guy, but I guess I am. But I think of the little ratty trucks that I drove as a youngster. I remember my first job at Catholic High. I coached for 1 year at Catholic High out of college before I went to the public school system. I want to say my salary was $19,235.
That was what, back in the Stone Age?
That was 1991. Okay. And honestly,
that's not a. Well,
Tina was working at the bank, probably making a little over minimum wage, and I swear that we thought we were rich. Living in my Uncle Lawson's rent house for about $300 a month. Initially, it was going to be $450, and then we went in and we pulled up the carpet, we painted everything, and he came in and he said, "Oh, I'm going to have to give y'all a discount." Yeah, I remember those days like it was yesterday. But you saved money. You had to save money. And I just, like I said, Kirk Herbstreit, he struck a nerve with me on the good side. Of bringing that up, and everything is such a rush. Instant gratification. And there's no better example than when you look back, and not that long ago, but I guess it was that long ago because it was the 90s when Peyton Manning, watching the SEC story the other day, and Peyton Manning, even though he was going to be a top pick in the NFL draft, stayed that last year.
He did.
At Tennessee.
He did.
That's awesome. When I look back at it, it's more awesome now than it was then, when he said, "I'll never get this senior year of college back." He loved college.
He loved it.
Let me tell you something. It's the best 5.5 years of my life.
I wish I could say it was that long, but I enjoyed it. Yeah,
it was the best 5.5 years of my life.
Oh, you had three things to do. You had to time management. You had to go to class. You had to study, and you had to play.
Oh, look,
and not necessarily in that order.
I'm telling you, I thoroughly enjoyed college. I don't remember a lot of it, but I thoroughly enjoyed college. That was a heck of a time, man.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of friends still to this day.
Absolutely. Switching gears. Cam Newton. So if you're following the New England Patriots and what's going on over there, Cam Newton, and it's arguable whose fault this is, if there's anyone at fault. But if you are not vaccinated, and a lot of these NFL guys are choosing not to, their choice, you have to get tested every day, I believe.
Every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or it's every other day, whatever.
But you get multiple tests.
Cam Newton, he went on an approved doctor visit off-site. So a lot of these guys have their own doctors, which these teams were – well – he ended up screwing up the protocol. And he cannot be on the Patriots facility for 5 days. Now, this has already started. They're in the middle of it. And Mac Jones is getting all the reps.
Oh, wow.
And it has gone from, because Cam Newton played extremely well in the last preseason game.
Yeah, 8-for-9, I think.
Yeah. But it has gone from Newton's got this thing locked up, they're going to bring Mac Jones on slowly, to now all bets are off. And Mac Jones, it looks like, could be on an equal footing. They in a group practice with the Giants, they said he just killed him. Looked extremely good. So, and again, these NFL insiders, which I follow, some lead you to believe that It was really beyond Cam Newton's control, that he tried to do the right thing, and then others are like, no, he didn't. He kind of screwed the pooch on this one and screwed up. And even the main guy on ESPN called it, this could be a Wally Pipp moment.
Oh, wow.
You know, where, hey,
the
Lou
Iron
Gehrig,
Horse took over.
Yeah, when the Iron Horse took over.
That's right.
You know, you go back, people look at Tom Brady when, gosh doggone, what's his name for the Patriots that got
Bledsoe?
Hurt? Yeah, when Bledsoe got hurt. And, you know, he's thinking, oh, yeah, I got hurt. Let the youngster come in. I'll get better and come back. Survey says, eh. The rest is history, folks.
Pretty much.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk. Coaches on the hot seat. Some you expect. Some will surprise you. The top 10 coaches listed by ESPN on the hot seat going into college football. And also a little Urban Meyer talk, former college coach. We come in. And later on, we've got Jason Moorvine coming on. We're going to talk more fantasy football in our third segment. When we come back right here, give us a call, 367-1240. Kane, 107.5 FM. See you in a minute.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit HarrisHeatCool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back, 107.5 FM. Remember, we're on the TuneIn app on your smartphone as well as Simple Radio. Also, just ask Alexa play Kane 1240, but also just get on your computer and go to www.kane1240.com. So before we get talk hot seat coaches, top 10 listed by ESPN, I always jump on stuff like this because I just find it so funny. You know, Urban Meyer brings a little different feel. feel, and look, I'm not a big Urban Meyer fan, okay? You know, if you're an LSU fan, you know, he was at Florida, and then he goes to Ohio State. I hate Ohio State, although I respect what they do. But there's no doubt that Urban Meyer can coach ball. Now, will his college coaching translate over to the NFL? That remains to be seen. There is not a good track record, let's face it.
There isn't.
Not a good track record.
You start with Nick Saban.
Yes. Now, I still say that Saban, it was the whole quarterback thing. But still, he didn't get it done. Steve Spurrier didn't get it done.
Lou Holtz.
Yeah. A lot of those guys did not get it done.
He can go on and on.
Yes. But Urban Meyer brings some of the college feel to some of these practices and is getting ripped for it behind the scenes by some of his players. So some of the players have leaked out. Oh, man, he's got this microphone on the field, and he's got this guy on the big megaphone making us hustle between drills. How dare Urban Meyer make him hustle between drills? How dare he? Man, give me a break. Well, I tell you what, if I'm Urban Meyer, I open up an investigation, I'm finding out who that guy is, and I'm cutting him. Oh, man.
You know what else he did, too?
How dare he?
When he was in the Big Ten, they had a gentleman's agreement. Once somebody committed to another school, you left him alone. Urban Meyer still went after kids. Yeah. And they committed
to
Michigan.
I'm telling you, I don't think Urban Meyer is not a person who endears himself a whole lot. You know, he's going to do what he's got to do. He's one of those guys. He's all in, and that's why he's moved. A lot of guys are like that. I'm going to tell you, I was a lot like that. After a while, you get a little bored. And also you get to a point where you're like, you know what? I built this thing to a level where the expectations are so high. How about I go somewhere else where the expectations aren't as high and build something else? I really believe that the reason that Nick has stayed at Alabama is because he's like, I'm at one of the few places in America where I can actually meet these expectations every year. Let's face it, there aren't many places like that.
No.
But when you look yesterday, we talked about Alabama. They had twice as many as everybody else, top 100 players. He's at a place where he can do it. Unlimited resources that they give him in Alabama. So, let's talk hot seat. Number one, I think that's pretty obvious. A lot of these hot seats have to do with buyouts. And
yeah,
how much do you have to pay to get rid of this guy?
That's amazing.
Jim Harbaugh, his average 4 losses. I think Jim Harbaugh, I think he's a good football coach. I think he runs a solid program. I don't think he's a good recruiter.
Yeah, I don't know. His demeanor is. Yeah. I think kids.
No,
see
he's very
that.
Aloof.
Yeah, kids see that.
No, he's very aloof. And he just hasn't brought in the players that he needs to bring in Michigan to get it done. And again, he's not a likable guy by any stretch of the imagination. So people aren't going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And if he goes and loses 3-4 games this year, he may be out. Chip Kelly at UCLA. Now, of course, feathering his cap if he can beat LSU. I tell you right now, we're going to get to him in a minute, but if LSU loses to UCLA,
next man and up.
then I'm telling you, what's the bird I'm looking for?
the fans.
No, the bird that eats upon dead things. Oh, the buzzards. The buzzards will start circling.
Yeah, the vultures.
The vultures.
Oh yeah.
The buzzards. They will start circling. I'm telling
yeah.
you.
Oh,
I
yes.
mean, look, UCLA. You know, you think, oh, UCLA, big. They've gone 10-21.
Yeah.
Under Chip Kelly's guidance, the best they've ever been is third in the Pac-12. So this game should not be close. And I'm an O fan. I think O is good for LSU football. But I'm just speaking candidly here, as I always do, that O better not lose to UCLA because then he's going to win the next two. But you're looking at McNeese and I think Central Michigan. But then you're looking at Mississippi State Auburn. And you go and start out 3-3, which gosh knows you should beat Mississippi State. But if he goes 3-3 to start, I'm telling you, he may not last.
And LSU's a 4-point pick
wow.
for that game. Wow. Yeah, it's kind of surprising.
Man, I might have to put some money on the Tigers on that one.
You know, 67.5 is over and under.
Yeah. Scott Frost, deservedly so. Scott Frost is coming in Nebraska, former Nebraska quarterback. Look what he did at UCF, but has not gotten it done. Over the last 2 years, his average losses to Ohio State are 38 points.
That's amazing.
Has not even come close to getting it done. If they come out and lose to Illinois week one, he may not make the season. Now, this is the deal, though. Nebraska is holding out. The powers that be at Nebraska, I'm going to go out on a limb, they are hoping that Nebraska gets popped by the NCAA because it gives them just cause to fire Scott Frost without buying out his contract. They had an idiot AD that was his buddy that in 2019 gave him this big contract extension with this big buyout that they want to hang that guy right now.
Oh, yes.
Because he's gone.
That's right.
He's gone. They want to hang that dude.
And they let him go. He let Frost and him go off campus and no workouts, too, which is against the rules.
Exactly. No, there was some – between Scott Frost and we'll get to Herm Edwards in a minute, there's some blatant violations that went on. Clay Helton, USC, saved himself last year, was the number one guy on the hot seat last year, but did go 5-0 in the abbreviated COVID season last year. Ended up losing in bowl game to go 5-1. But he hadn't jumped off that seat very far. You've got Justin Fuente at Virginia Tech at number six, the aforementioned Herm Edwards. Another one, blatant violations of what they did during COVID as far as recruiting and bringing people on campus. Which is, it's ironic. Herm Edwards is really that guy that talks a lot about integrity and all these different things, but
picked up the fumble.
Yeah. Yep. that was the Joe Pisarcik fumble.
That's right.
Was Ray Perkins? No, Bill Arnsparker was the coach of the Giants.
I think he was.
Bill Arnsparker.
Yes.
Coach O listed at number seven, and a lot of people say, oh, no way he's not on the hot seat. He is, folks. He is. I have been told, I've said it before in the show, I do not know this for a fact, but from an LSU insider, there is in the small print in his contract that if he does, there is still a buyout, but the buyout gets bigger if he gets through Christmas this year.
Oh, wow.
That if he is let go before Christmas of this year, LSU gets out of a lot of money in his contract. Now, I don't think it's going to be an issue. I do see LSU starting out 4-0, and then going into Auburn, and we'll see what happens.
And he's in his, what, fourth year? Is that right? Fourth year?
And time flies. But
no, fourth year?
It's third or fourth.
Yeah.
So it's
anyway, okay.
Is it 3.5?
Good question. Yeah, because he came in midterm and they held on to him.
Yep. Okay. David Cutcliffe, 67 years old now. Considered one of those offensive genius types. Of course, people catch up and, you know, it's not cutting edge what he's doing anymore. But 7-16 over the past couple of years at Duke. But, you know, Duke, what can you expect at Duke? Duke is always going to be a stepping stone job.
Yeah, and it's you can't get those kids in school at Duke.
Yeah, and then you round it out with two guys I really don't know much about, the coach at Washington State, Nick Rolovich, and at Syracuse, Dino Babers.
Yeah, Babers was at Houston at one time.
Yeah. So, looking at that, as far as these guys that are on the hot seat. Well, it's a quarter till, and we're going to get Jason Morvant on the phone. And we're going to talk a little more fantasy football when we come back right here at 107.5 FM. Looking forward to talking to Jason. See you in a minute.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at MakoRestoration.com. That's MakoRestoration.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit HarrisHeatCool.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Violin. Is that violins in the background?
I have no idea.
I like violins, man. I think they, you know, violins and cellos, I think they bring a lot.
Stradivarius.
it's some kind of stringed instrument that you use a string to play the string.
You know the difference between a Stradivarius and a violin?
The price?
You got it.
What's up, Jason?
What's happening, Coach? I think you need a music expert on here as well, maybe to figure out what all's going on in that song.
Well, you know, another thing that Jason and I have in common, we're both big music fans, and I think you'd agree with me that some of the best music you'll ever hear if you're a rock and roll fan is, let's say, Metallica with the San Francisco Harmonic Orchestra, whatever you call them, behind them.
Yeah.
I mean, when you combine the sounds like that.
The Moody Blues.
Oh, yeah. No, the Moody Blues. Great stuff with orchestras behind
them. The horns, Chicago. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. All great stuff. But yeah, when you combine that together, just really good stuff. Well, I'm already wasting time here because we've got so much to talk about. So, you know, we've talked about so many things thus far relative to fantasy football, and we're getting closer and closer, so let's keep learning. What you got for me today?
Well, I wanted to talk about handcuffing a little bit, and I'm not sure if that's a term you're familiar with. Maybe not. Some of the listeners probably are that have played a while, but handcuffing is, okay, let's say I take Christian McCaffrey with my first pick. Well, what I'm going to do later on, maybe in the, I don't know, 9th, 10th round, is go ahead and pick his backup. That's what referred to as handcuffing. So if you hear me say, you know, I didn't handcuff that guy, or I did handcuff that guy. Now, what a lot of people are doing, and it's become popular in the last 3 years, is they start taking the other guy's handcuff. And it gets really interesting because you got to be careful with it, because if you plan on taking your handcuff and his, and you get in a situation where you take his and then he picks before you again, he's going to take yours. It happened to me last year. So just be careful if you're going to steal the other guy's handcuff that you pick again before.
So why does it so explain why it behooves you to take Christian McCaffrey's backup?
Well, of course, if he gets hurt later on, then you know, that's your first overall pick, or maybe second if Cook goes first. But, I mean, those two guys go one and two in every draft I've done so far. So if he gets hurt and then all of a sudden now your first pick is not there and you're scrambling because somebody else took your handcuff, so to speak, and now you're out your first pick and you got to really scramble to make it work. It can still work, but – you know, it's just a little bit tougher. And I learned that taking the other guy's handcuff a couple years ago, because when I started playing with that guy who's ranked third in the country, and I started kind of watching, because I'll steal stuff. I mean, I like to learn. I mean,
well,
I'm always learning.
That is a coach. We've done that. That's what coaches do. Man, I love that. I'm stealing it. And it's not stealing. It's just being smart. It's what people do in business.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're not learning from a draft and everything you do, then you're just doing it wrong. And I noticed he would start taking a lot of backups for other, you know, people's starters, like for example, taking Dalvin Cook's backup, who's Madison. And it was like, man, you know what? If that guy goes down, now his team is loaded with upside. So I do really a mixture of handcuffing, and it depends on the, you know, where I'm at and what my running back situation looks like. I won't always handcuff. Normally, if it's a first or second overall pick, I might handcuff that. And I just kind of let the draft, you know, figure that out for me.
So when you say handcuff, you're getting your own guy or you're getting somebody else's guy?
Well, the true handcuff, the way it's always been done, is you take Cook, and then you come back in the eighth or ninth round and take Madison. So that's a true handcuff. But what people are doing is kind of been flipping the script. Okay, you got Cook. I'm going to get Madison before
you. You're taking the other guy's handcuff.
Yes. That as you can imagine, it kind of creates some tension sometimes. But, hey, that's just, it's a dog-eat-dog world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, if you hear that term, handcuffing, and I did a draft yesterday, and I like to change it up sometimes, and just to keep, you know, proving a point. And this draft, I had the 10th pick, and I said, well, Aaron Jones is kind of the guy I really wanted in that spot. He was available, and I said, you know
what?
And
who is Aaron Jones?
That's the running back for Green Bay.
Got it.
He was available, and I said, you know what? He might be there with my second pick, which was been the third pick in the second round. So I said, I'm going to do something a little different to see how my team looks. And I took Kelsey right there. And sure enough, with my next pick, Aaron Jones was still available. So that part worked out great. So I'm like, okay, well, I wouldn't have got Kelsey. He would have been gone before my next pick, no doubt. And basically, you're taking a wide receiver there. It just qualifies as a tight end. But, I mean, he's a wide receiver, let's face it. So, and I really have two rules. If I take a tight end early, I'm not going to take a quarterback early. And if I take a quarterback early, I'm not going to take a tight end early. Well, we get to the fourth round, and I hadn't had this guy on any team, and Josh Allen was available. I was like, and this league is a 4 point for touchdown pass, but you get 6 points if they run it in. So your running quarterbacks are a little more valuable because of the way the league is set up. So I said, let me break my rule, and I'm going to take Allen in the fourth round, even though I probably shouldn't, but nobody was really jumping off the board, and I just don't like my team as much as ones that I've attacked running backs and wide receivers, because let me tell you, if you're playing in a league with people that know what they're doing, those good running backs, like, they fly off the board. Those receivers, they're gone. So I kind of did it just to see, and it was a kind of a cheap league compared to the leagues I usually play, and I'm not crazy about my team. I think I can make it work. But I just really think depth in running back and receivers is the way to go.
Hmm. Interesting. And it, but like you said, because I know Turbo plays in a league that I think y'all get double points, right?
Yeah, for certain situations that a quarterback runs it in or catches one or a running back catches one and a wide receiver runs one in or throws one.
Gotcha. So if they do something that is atypical of their position, you get more points is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, I try to play in the more standard formats where a defense won't score like 50 points. And I just when you play in 45, 50 leagues, you really can't do that. You kind of have to.
Oh
play.
No! Yeah, well, you drive yourself nuts trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah, yeah,
it's too much. So I'll try to keep the leagues kind of simple. I won't play in a league that that has just crazy scoring system because it's just too much time I'm going to have to spend on that one league, and I got these other ones that need equal time.
I don't know. If you've got something to continue, but I do have a question about DraftKings when you have a second. I don't know if you wanted to further.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on injuries and how you already have Louisiana boy Travis Etienne.
Yeah,
go
out
down,
for the season.
Who actually taught him driver's ed and his brother because our driving school is in Jennings, and I actually taught him.
So you can't expound upon that wasn't the what was the coach that used to – that we used to go to at the last second to get that credit. The Tad Tapman one-day rush course driving school.
No, we don't do that anymore. And I think I told you a lady called me about that
credit.
One day.
I need a half a credit. Hey, Tad, I got a kid. He needs a half a credit. Slip him a $100 bill. Take him driving for the day.
A lady, and I don't know if I mentioned that to you, but a lady called me and she said, "You don't have a one-day course?" And I swear to you, she said his name, and I almost wrecked because I had it on hands-free, but I was driving, and I said, "You have got to be kidding me. Brent's going to love this story."
Oh, the Tad Tapman one-day rush course.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't do that. We do it the right way, but he was interesting in class, man. His legs are bigger than you think, man. He's lower half is and he looks small, like you said the other day. He looks small compared to those guys. But you got that situation, and then you have the guy who was the starter last year, James Robinson, and he did great for him in fantasy. He was a waiver wire pickup early, and I ended up getting him in a couple of leagues, and he was awesome. Well, he was going late in the draft because ATN. Now, all of a sudden, I do a draft yesterday, he goes in the fourth round, which I think is too high for him. But still, it's crazy how one injury, and here you go, it just changes all kind of picks. I didn't have either of those guys. Thank God I didn't get ATN. Every time I wanted to get him, somebody would take him right before me. So I didn't have either of them. So I
guess my next question is why? I guess you just figure you got to have these drafts this early, but I mean, it seems a little early.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little early, and it works both ways. You know, if you're on a guy and he's somebody that's going to be on that they're going to be on late, you can get him a little bit later, and it might be a great pick. On the other hand, you have injuries. Now, last year was no preseason games. This year there's only three, so it's not as bad. Back in the day when there was four preseason games, man, you really had some injury potential in those four games. But the fourth game, nobody really played, so. You know, it's kind of if you got through that third game, you could draft. But when you draft 40 some leagues, you can't do it in the week.
Yeah. Oh no, there ain't no doubt. Yeah.
And look, yesterday was my wife's birthday, and guess what we did last night? We did a draft together.
Hey, the family that drafts together stays together.
Exactly. And listen, I think she made two of the best picks in the draft as far as for value. She got Joe Mixon for 37 and Antonio Gibson for 32. And running backs in those spots were going for 40, 45, 50. McCaffrey went for 66, which is totally absurd.
Now, when you say went for 66, this is a –
You have $200. You start with $200.
Gotcha.
So somebody bid over one quarter of their entire budget on Christian McCaffrey.
About a third.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
A third. Yeah.
So that's a lot of money to spend on one guy. The second highest guy was Kamara at 54, Dalvin Cook 53. Then Devontae Adams at 49. He's been going in the top round 4, 5, and 6 in all my drafts. I've got some sites that rank him as the third wide receiver, and he's going 5th and 6th
wow.
overall. So, you know, there's different opinions, and that's what makes this fun. You know, somebody thinks Adams is worth a 5 overall pick. Some people might not.
How long does your draft last?
Man, let me tell you, that auction last night, it is a grind. There's 20. You have to have 20 roster spots, and it took us. We started at 8 o'clock, and we weren't done at 11. I want to say it was 11:10 before that draft ended. And because the way an auction works is somebody puts up a player and then it times down from like 20 seconds. So once it gets inside of 10 is when people really start bidding on people.
Sure.
So it gets inside of 10 and then they'll start bidding. Well, every time somebody bids, it goes back to 10 seconds. So if somebody lets it get to 1 and they bid, it goes back to 10 and then it goes back to 10. So that just lends itself to just each player. Now, it's kind of funny because at the end of the draft, if you got money, you can really control who you got. And that's the position I'm usually in. But for whatever reason, this the way it played out last night, I didn't have a lot of money at the end. I was kind of towards the top tier of money. But I like to be able to control the players I want at the end. And if you have money, you have control. So auctions are really different because you can take the 12 same people and do 3 auctions, and every single auction is going to come out different because it depends on when a player comes out as to what he goes for.
I got you. Now, to finish up, my question is, so, you know, DraftKings is, of course, there's so many things that are changing in the landscape of sports betting.
Mm-hmm.
So many states now, right now, you've got this Caesars deal that is they're advertising on television. You've got DraftKings, which is huge now. They're advertising. I think that they're making big radio pushes. And it looks to me like DraftKings is they basically – so you're not – there's no draft or anything. You're basically – they give you a salary cap.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want, Tuesday we can discuss discuss that because – I've been actually doing, even though
I'm actually. Don't you think that's pretty much a dumbed down version of this?
Yes and no. You've got some really smart people out there that are really good with numbers, and these computers that if somebody wants to go in there and click their top 4 players and then say, okay, get me 150 teams, and that computer will roll out 150 lineups. With those, making sure those players that they choose are in that group or in, you know, every single lineup. And you can pick 1 player, 2 players, you can pick 5 players, whatever you want to do, and it'll just populate the rest of the lineups for you. And then they'll just go and enter those 150 teams. So there was a time where there was unlimited teams you could enter, and DraftKings had to say, whoa, wait a minute, these people are entering 300 or 400 teams, and it's just not making it fun for everybody else. So they started creating what's called a single entry, and those I like because no matter how many, whatever, you can enter 1 team in that league, in that contest, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
So they do have single entries.
Good to know. Well, look, we're gonna it's past the top of the hour, and again, the less we, you know, I love talking about all this stuff, but when we don't get to something, we can always just push it, and we can talk as often as we want because I know so many people are listening and getting a lot of great information about this. I know that, you know, Turbo's pretty good at this himself, but I know he's nodding and saying, oh, okay, it's a good idea. Oh, you know, and a guy like me who's a novice, definitely, you know, great ideas. So I look forward more and more talking about it.
And buy some DraftKings stock, Brent. It's about to blow up. When they start making this, so the gambling part, the sportsbook side of it is only legal in a few states, but that's going to change.
Yeah.
So when that does, and then we've got it in Louisiana, it's about to blow up, and we could definitely hit on that on Tuesday.
Good to know. All righty. Well, we will talk again on Tuesday. Thanks again, Jason Morvant.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.
Always great to talk to Jason. Learn a lot.
40 teams. I'd go nuts. but I'm a numbers person, yeah. but that'd be nuts.
Yeah. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to finish up the show. We're going to talk some Joe Burrow, a little Joe Burrow news, amongst other things, a little baseball news, talk about some quarterbacks in the NFL. and an unbelievable baseball game last night, that some numbers that come out of that game will just jump out at you. So we'll be right back right here in a minute to talk about all those things and more right here. 367-1240, www.kane1240.com. See you in a second.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
I want to give a shout-out to my main man, Jonas Hebert with Gritic Electric, 337-944-4547. Gritic is licensed and insured to handle any and all of your electrical needs, whether you are wiring an entire office building or your home, putting in a fan, whatever you're doing. Remember that all this newfangled stuff with electricity, all these different things that you can do relative to lighting and LED lighting. LED lighting, of course, it's cool to the touch. Your kids won't burn their hands on it. He can go in and change your panel board and do all the different things he can do. Make your house less susceptible to lightning strikes and all those different things that can happen. So remember, Gritic Electric, 337-944-4547. And also KK's Cafe, Cheesecake. Get on there. You've got all the different wraps, all the different things that you can get. And remember, it's open all day long except for Mondays. Closed on Mondays. KK's. Cheesecake. I can't tell you. go, if you're a salesman, go get it, bring it over to your best people, and they will love you for it. Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow will get limited snaps in the last preseason game. My daughter is just going to die. My daughter is the biggest Joe Burrow fan on the planet.
And this is his first approach at preseason this year, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Of course, he's coming off the major knee injury. Did admit in interviews that he was a little tentative initially at practice. He had to kind of clear the cobwebs, but feels like he's at 100% now, mentally and physically. A couple other NFL teams have made their decisions. Jacksonville says that, hey, Trevor Lawrence is our guy. I think he's looking forward to a really rough year. Hopefully he stays healthy.
Upright.
Yeah, he got knocked down so many times the other night against the Saints. Teddy Bridgewater. We all love Teddy. Teddy filled in so admirably for Drew Brees on a couple of different occasions. I'm talking in stretches, not a couple of single occasions.
Yeah.
Always did well for the Saints. A much-liked guy in New Orleans. He gets the nod over Drew Locke, a quarterback that was coached by my good friend Derek Dooley. He was his offensive coordinator at University of Missouri. Some interesting numbers here. Since 2016, when Peyton Manning retired.
All right.
How many starting quarterbacks would you say, including Teddy Bridgewater, have the Denver Broncos had since 2016?
Oh, that's so. We're talking, this is 4 years, basically. Let's go with, I'm going high. Let's go 9.
10. You're close.
All right. I can remember.
Trevor Siemian, 24 games. Now, is he the backup with the Saints now?
He's on the Saints roster.
Yes. Yes.
Is he going to be the backup? Good question.
Okay. Yeah, because they can't keep four.
Book and Hill?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm wondering. It's between him and Book.
Yeah.
But, again, where do you list Hill? Do you consider Taysom just not a quarterback if he's not your starter and then you carry three? I don't think so.
They're going to play more special teams. He's a backup.
But Trevor Siemian, 24 games. Drew Locke.
Yeah.
The aforementioned. Drew Locke, 18 games. Case Keenum, 16 games. Joe Flacco, you tend to forget, 8 games. Paxton Lynch, 4 games. Brock Osweiler, 4 games. Brandon Allen, 3 games. Jeff Driskel, 1 game. Brett Rypien, who the heck is that, 1 game?
That's the son of the Rypien, isn't it?
I'm assuming, is that Mark Rypien's former Redskin?
Yeah,
led him to a Super Bowl?
That's a good guess, but I would be surprised.
Teddy Bridgewater being the last, counted in there. So, man, that's a lot of quarterbacks in 5 years.
It is.
A lot of QBs. And, of course, in the NFL, it has gotten, unfortunately, in my opinion, that it's such a quarterback-heavy league. It's still not as heavy as pitching is in baseball and how, you know, in other sports where one star can overtake a team. But you just can't. I say you can't. We talked about it. Jeff always brings up Rex Grossman. They made it to a Super Bowl. Brad Johnson, Max Johnson's dad, Tampa Bay, won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer.
The hits just keep on coming.
So, but it's just not that often. You better be able to play some good defense if you've got an average guy quarterback.
Who was the New York Giant quarterback in 91 that won it from West Virginia?
Hostetler.
Yeah, Hostetler.
Pulled out. Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, I thought Hostetler was.
Yeah, he was okay.
He was pretty good.
He was okay.
He had a nice stash.
Yeah.
He had a great stash.
So did Joe Namath.
Yeah. But that was back in the day. Now stashes are looked at just so weird. Yeah. The kid, gosh, dog it. I can never remember his name. The kid from Shreveport. The kid from plays golf in Ruston. He's got this awful stash working.
Fu Manchu.
Golfer.
Van Dyke or Fu Manchu?
Yeah, no, it's it looks like he's working on the Fu Manchu.
Okay, sloppy.
I don't know. The stash now, it's becoming creepy.
Always has.
But college kids, it's kind of the new thing with college kids. Yeah. I tried to go grow a good mustache in college. It was nothing more than fuzz. It was fuzz.
What can I say?
All right. No hitter. Gavin Weir, South Dakota. South Dakota lives on. Now, he can't pitch anymore, but let's talk some numbers here.
Well, it's pretty impressive.
He pitched six innings in his last game, 14 Ks. He has faced 132 batters with 114 strikeouts and one hit. He has struck out over 86% of the batters that he's faced.
I mean, Lafayette couldn't touch him.
But they did get the one hit, didn't they, late in the game? I want to say they got a hit in the sixth inning.
Did he throw a no-hitter?
I don't know. He's pitched no-hitters in all but one game. But his pitch count now, I don't think he can pitch anymore. So South Dakota's going to have to do without him, although he does. He's like Ohtani. Well, of course, and in Little League, you should. Your best pitcher should be your best hitter. I mean, that's
generally, yes.
Yeah, generally, that's the way it works. He's your best athlete. And he's bigger than everybody else. Finish up on – oh, no, I want to talk –